Could we save some of Melbourne's hard-hit pubs and restaurants by allowing them to take over public spaces? I think they're doing it in Paris. In other words, you can think, just pick a local restaurant. I'll pick a local restaurant near me, and you would say to them, hey, listen, instead, we won't let cars park out there in front. We'll screen that off, and you can use it to expand your offering. Thami Krosa, urban planner and spatial analyst from RMIT. Thami, would it work?
Look, it's going to work in some places, and it seems to have worked in many places around the world. San Francisco's got heaps of these things. They call them parklets. And when we talk about the hotspot situation here in Melbourne, 1 in 4 square metres means that our smaller bars and cafes might only be allowed, 10, 15 patrons for quite a while. So if we can find a little bit of space, that's going to be great.
Is it about space as it is also about the fact, I saw someone assert some time ago, and I have no idea whether it's true, that no one has caught COVID-19 whilst outdoors.
I have also heard those health. I mean, I haven't heard that one, but I've heard that outside is generally safer. So I'd, even though it's a bit cooler, I'd rather drink my beer on the footpath or in a parking space. It's got to be that, rather than inside a pub.
What about Melbourne's winter weather? For example, the weather we've had in the last 3 or 4 days, would that be conducive to eating outdoors?
Oh, man, I had this article first up a little earlier, and first day that they opened, it was just miserable and cold, and I thought, no one's going to want this stuff. But, we're tougher than that. We do, when the sun comes out, people come out. And the thing that I'm starting to realise is this isn't going to go away. Maybe we'll get a vaccine and it'll come right. But September's not that far off. Spring's coming. And if we have these things in place for when JobKeeper ends, that'll just be when the sunshine's coming back. So I think we do need to get started on it now.
Right, but does that mean, you're not going to suggest it's going to be permanent. You might say, listen, this is something we're going to put in place for 6 months, that restaurants can occupy that car parking space adjacent the gutter. Who cares whether it's cold? We just get a canopy and a heater.
Absolutely. And I think, for some restaurants, they might find that having that one car parking space out front bumps up their profits so much that they want to keep it. And that's a conversation with the council, perhaps. But in the interim, doing stuff like this, it could be a car parking space. It could also be a temporary road closure, just for certain hours, for example, in the evening where there isn't traffic. Getting those spaces means our hospital's going to have a little bit of vitality.
Thami, you're a beauty. Thami Krosa, urban planner and spatial analyst from the RMIT. There's all sorts of factors at play here. I've got a work lunch booked today where in the restaurant we have been given 90 minutes. It's almost like speed dating. Right? I was wondering whether I could order my food on the way to the restaurant. In order to somehow, but 90 minutes, bang, out the door.